Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Alex Crisby, local strongman competitor, born and raised here in Fort Mac. I'll be the only born and raised one competing. Plumber gas fitter for the last 8 years. Never lived anywhere else.
Nice. All right. We're going to get it started off on the right note then. What high school did you go to?
I graduated at Westwood.
Okay. So you went to another school as well, though?
Just
Westwood. Okay. All right.
Public school.
Public school. So you get half a point. Me and Tanner are also born and raised here. And so we always want to, like, I went to Merck. That would have been the right answer. The really wrong answer would have been Compton High School. That's where Tanner went.
Yeah, it's only wrong because he hates being correct.
Yeah. So born and raised here. Okay, that's cool. Now we're just going to jump into the next question then. Like that, we ask locals, favorite pizza spot. Now, okay, no, just go. Favorite pizza spot.
I always resort to Cosmos just because it was down the street from Westwood. Spent a lot of lunch times there.
Okay. What's your Cosmo order? What kind of pizza are we talking about here?
Normally just pizza by the slice as soon as you walk in.
Yes.
Whenever I order takeout, it's normally like a Donair, something like that. Can never go wrong with bacon and cheese.
There we go. Oh, man, you're becoming like one of our favorite guests right now with your answers to these questions. Okay, cool. So now you're here not to talk about pizza and your high school. You're here to talk about an event that's taking place. So what's that?
We'll be competing at Westerns on July 1st and 2nd at Mac Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great event. Lots of family events.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff to come out and see. Lots of time to check out the events, see if it's something you're interested in, something you can try out at the gym.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. It's my first big show.
Yeah.
So
that's cool. And so we found out earlier from one of your partners in crime that there'll be 8 different events that are taking place. We didn't even talk about the Highland Games. I'm going to save that for you. But what are the events that you're taking place in?
So I'll be taking place in the same 8 events Tracy said there. It's it's the harness truck pull, the dumbbell medley,
yeah,
the vehicle deadlift, sandbag toss, the log press, Atlas stone.
Yeah.
Frame carry and
they're trying to get I can't help you out with the charades.
Oh, yeah, and the mystery event that
okay, the mystery, that's right.
To,
so
more information on that.
Right. So to compete in this, I should have asked this question earlier. This is why I'm glad there's more than one of you here. Do you have to compete in all 8?
I believe it's top 12.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody does the 4 first ones.
Right.
And then top 12 go on to July 2nd.
Oh, interesting. So, like, let's say, okay, I'm just going to ask a question then. So, if you're competing, and, like, do you always compete in the same order of, like, the events? Or sometimes if you go to a different competition, they might change up the order?
So, every event's kind of different.
Yeah.
There's probably an unlimited amount of events that you can encounter within Strongman.
Right.
Even just changing out the medleys.
Yeah.
So it basically just goes by what the organizers pick.
Yeah.
Normally it's the first event's always the biggest one because everyone wants to get their nerves out of the way. And
right.
Everyone's excited plus nervous to be there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just Atlas Stones is traditionally always last because it's takes the most out of you. It's usually the messiest event with the tacky on your arms and cleanup.
Right. So, in theory then, like, let's say you were training for one thing and this was your event and you're like, man, I'm going to crush it at that. That could be on day two and you might not even be able to compete in it. Oh, wow. Dirty. Okay, I love that. Now, ahead of time, do you guys know the order before you go to competitions or is that found out on, like, day one when you just arrive?
You normally know the order of the events.
Yeah.
Prior to.
Yeah.
And then weather pending on if.
Of course.
Events could change.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you just find out normally day of for order of athletes.
Who's right. Right. So with this event in particular, you said this is Western. So does that mean, and I'm assuming it does, that athletes from different parts of the province are going to be coming up to compete in this?
Yep. Athletes from all over Western Canada.
Really?
Yep.
Very cool. And you may not know the answer, but you may. How did Fort McMurray get lucky enough to have, like, that level of competition come in here?
Just people like Tracy and Leaf that are willing to put in the work to bring up this kind of competition.
Right.
A couple of years ago, we had Nationals, which was huge.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just whoever's willing to take on the responsibility of hosting.
Right.
It is a far away place to travel, but there's lots to see here. It's
that's right.
It's there's really no reason not to come to Fort McMurray to compete.
Mm-hmm.
It's we have the gym here, we have the community, we have a few guys that have been doing this a long, long time.
That's right. So, in regards to yourself, how long have you been doing it, and what got you involved?
I've been competing. This will be my third year.
Mm-hmm.
Just started out. I was going to Keanu Sports and Wellness, and I got invited to the gym to try it out. And then I went there for a few weeks, and they were always bugging me to come try Strongman Saturday. Come try Strongman Saturday. So one day I just decided to do it, and
yeah.
Just fell in love. It's the events are so special and unique. There's unlimited ways to train, and the life, like the functional training,
right?
Functional strength in everyday life.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. That being said, before we jump into that, we're going to throw it to a sponsor, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Please take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is your favorite way to celebrate a good event?
I like just going back with the crew, here in the crowd, and basically just resting up and getting ready for the next one.
Question number two, what is your long-term goal for doing these events?
Just pushing my body, see what I'm capable of. Just, it's unlimited amount of work to just continue getting better.
Question number three, what is one way you use your strength in your everyday life?
I like to think at work, there's really nothing I can't move around or carry around, and there's not much that stops me from doing what I need to do.
Question number four, what is one moment in your competitive career that stands out the most to you?
Probably when I won last year's provincial awesome competition. It was fun competing with all the family, friends. It was probably the most I've thought about.
And your final question, what was your go-to hangout spot in Fort McMurray growing up?
Probably the Timberley Public School area there, the outdoor rink for sure, baseball diamonds, soccer fields area there.
Those have been your five questions.
Nice. So, your beard. You got a nice beard. How long have you been growing this thing for?
I haven't touched it since October. No trim, no nothing. But it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you use any products in your beard, or are you just like, what's the...
I wash it, like, in the shower with just the same old shampoo.
Right.
And then my uncle, actually, I was looking at beard straighteners.
Yeah.
And he pushed me otherwise.
Yeah.
And he told me just blow dry it when you get out of the shower.
That's right.
And comb.
That's right. Brush. That's right.
I was going to Thickwood Barbershop, and they always use the...
big shout out to Thickwood Barbershop. Yep.
The round brush to kind of curl it around when you're brushing it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's...
Nice. So you don't put any, like, waxes or oils or just that's all natural. Yeah. Great beard, bro. Great beard. Yeah. Like, the lady that sponsors the Max 80 Minute, Carrie from Patchouli Rose, she makes some, like, awesome products, like oils and, like, waxes and stuff that I put in mine, and it's made a big difference. But, like, your own is so straight already. I'm just like, wow, like, what's that guy doing? It
takes a lot of work.
Yeah, man.
I wake up in the morning, it's normally pointing in every direction.
Yeah, that's right.
Just rinse it down. Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Use the hair dryer and just like comb it out. Very cool. So, growing up in Fort McMurray, you mentioned you've never lived anywhere else before. So, what about this community like keeps you here?
Just my family. Like, both my parents separated and remarried to huge families.
Yeah.
So I got like 4 stepsisters, 3 stepbrothers, all of which are pretty well still here.
Yeah.
Family suppers, stuff like that. I've never really had a reason to live elsewhere.
Yeah.
I did my plumbing school in Edmonton. So, like, 3 years ago, I lived in Edmonton 2 months every year.
Right.
For 4 years. And I don't really enjoy the big city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here is perfect.
Right.
Even when I went to school in Edmonton, I stayed in Morinville.
Yeah.
Just outside, just close enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Great friends, great community.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm the same way. Like, I went away to go to school, and as soon as, like, even when I was in school, like, I was like, I'm coming back. Yeah. Like, there was never, like, a thought process of, like, oh, I'd like to, like, live somewhere else. Yeah. Like, I love traveling, and I love seeing the world, and I've been blessed to, like, go to some beautiful places. That being said, like, I can't imagine living anywhere else. No. No. This is just home.
Yeah.
Like, the summers are the best because, like, it doesn't get dark.
Yeah.
Like, although the winters are cold, like, I don't know, you get accustomed to it, and there's lots of fun things to do in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I find, like, our winters are, like, super social as well because people, like, want to see each other. And so, like, you're always doing something.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. So, in regards to this sport in particular, like, you're a big dude. So, like... Were you always just naturally big, or is this something like that you've just put in the work and like now you're huge because you work out all the time?
I've always been bigger for my age.
Yeah.
Like, I actually grew up playing hockey with Fort McMurray Minor Hockey Association.
Okay.
I was always the biggest guy on the team.
Right.
But like my brothers always say, I was always big, chubby.
Yeah.
Now I'm functionally big.
That's right.
So I've put in a lot of work to kind of make a lot of changes in body composition.
Yeah.
I've been anywhere from like 320 pounds to 280 in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
My pant size has never changed, so body composition mostly.
Wow.
But yeah, I've always been way bigger than my siblings.
Yeah.
They got me beat on height, but
yeah,
I'm a lot bigger.
That's right. So when you're training, like, not just when you're training, just this is a lifestyle, period, long story short. So what kind of food are you consuming to keep this physique up?
I work with a nutritionist out of Ontario.
Yeah.
So he has me eating a lot of breakfast is like cereals, hemp seeds, chia seeds, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then just the old reliable ground beef and rice every meal pretty well.
Really?
Steak and potatoes for supper.
Yeah.
Chicken breasts, stuff like that. Just lots of healthy foods.
Yeah.
Just to fuel your body and make you feel the best.
Yeah.
You only feel like what you eat.
That's right. And so how many times a day are you eating?
Right now, about six meals.
Six meals. So that takes time.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you're meal prepping ahead. There's no way because you work a full-time job. Like, there's no way you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to bounce and eat some food.
Yeah.
Are you hungry six times a day?
No,
I didn't think so. No, that's like work, hey?
Yeah. I did it one time where I met with a nutritionist and I'd put on like a bunch of weight and I just wanted to lose the weight. And so I was just, I figured, you know what, let's go talk to the nutritionist. And she told me like, because I'm pretty physically fit. And she's just like, okay, well, I want you to stop working out. And I was like, all right. And then she's like, and I want you to change like what we're, this is all diet based. And she had me eating like six times a day. And she's like, you're not going to enjoy this, but like, it's going to work. And within like 2.5 weeks, like I saw dramatic change. And by the time the month was over, unbelievable. It just like, it shocked me to see how much your body could transform just on what you ate.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's
same with, I find with water.
Like, yeah.
Even just the amount of water you drink, especially when you're doing the stuff that we're doing.
Right.
It's like some days the heavier weights feel like nothing and some days it just crushes you.
Yeah.
And it all depends on what you eat and what you drink.
Right.
How much you're eating, how much you're drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the things I took away, like, after the whole, I'm going to call it an experiment because it wasn't a lifestyle change that I wanted to make. I just wanted to, like, lose weight. But some of it stuck with me, and it did become a lifestyle. And, like, what you eat became, like, more prevalent in, like, what my thought process was. And water is the big thing. Like, I never used to drink water. Like, I crushed 3 or 4 of these, like, a day. It makes a huge difference. Huge. Yeah. Well, listen, my man, Tanner just tapped his watch. So that means we are out of time. That being said, before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Of course, the shout out has to be Crude Strength and Performance. It's where I started. It's a small gym. Most of the time, there's maybe 5 or 6 people there. It's just a quiet getaway. Like, it's 24/7. You just tap a fob, walk in. The people there are just welcoming. You never have to worry about anybody watching and being like, ooh, that guy's doing that wrong. Everyone's always there to help. We're all big guys, and we're all throwing around lots of weight, but we're probably the most welcoming. Like, and any questions, any concerns, you can always bring them up. All the equipment is there to try. Never be afraid to ask. Everyone that's there is always willing to show you what needs to be done, help you critique what you need to be done. And everyone's there. Nobody wants anybody to get hurt. It's, like I said, everyone's welcoming. Strongman Saturdays, barbecues, events, and just, you don't even have to do the stuff. Just come out, try it, see what your body's already capable of.
There we go. That's an awesome shout out. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.